Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited to have you guys here. Excuse my voice, but all you prayer warriors, can you pray for my voice, please? I've been doing a lot of talking, a lot of laughing, and a lot of, I don't know, I guess hollering. Oh, Lord. Okay, but we got a great show today. I'm super excited about it. You already know my girl Gina G is going to be joining us with the trending tea. And what she say? I can't even do that in a high voice. But guess what? I can move by the Holy Spirit and the show will go on. Because you know why? God is good and God is good all the time. This is a good time to text all your friends and tell all your friends that we are on live right now on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We are live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tell them that they can also go Google, hey Google, play BBS Radio Station number 1. And it'll bring you right into Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You can also go and Alexa, Gina's Radio Chat. And it'll bring you right into Gina's Radio Chat. Oh, what a good deal that is, right? I'm so excited that God is moving in all kind of ways, technology, and I can't thank anybody else but him and BBS Radio. It is so amazing. We are live streaming on over 110 networks live, including iHeartRadio. That is such a great situation, don't you think? I'm excited about that. And I've been with this company for 5 years. This network has continuously grown, and I love the producers, Doug and Don, and their staff. Anyway, I don't know what's going on, but we're going to keep it moving. Let's talk about the weather. It is mostly cloudy right now. We got thunderstorms coming in D.C. Our high is going to be 84 degrees. We got hot weather for the next 2 days, so be prepared for that. Nothing but sun, 90 and 96 for the next 2 days. Got to take an umbrella, wear a hat, make sure you put on your sunscreen. Detroit, we are 81 degrees and sunny. 88 degrees is going to be your high. You got nothing but sunshine. It is a beautiful day there. And Detroit, you got that Michigan water coming off. So that's going to be good for a breeze around downtown area. Let's see, Jacksonville, Florida, you are 84 degrees. Your high is 93. But you got thunderstorms coming around 7 p.m. So be prepared for that. London, you are 64 degrees. You got some thunderstorms coming around 5. It's going to go up to 66 degrees. You're waking up to 53. Los Angeles, you're 64 and cloudy right now. But it's still early in the morning because you're going all the way to 75 degrees there. Nothing but sunshine for the rest of the day and evening. You got mild, good weather. Oh, my God. Beautiful. Let's see, who else? South Australia, 52 degrees. That's your high right now. 40 is going to be your high. Your wake up tomorrow. 63 degrees is going to be your high, nothing but sunny. Kenya, you're 79 degrees. You got showers right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 71 degrees and showers tomorrow. Your high tomorrow is going to be 81. Hawaii, you are 57 degrees. Your high is going to be 72. Nothing but sunshine for you today. Australia, 48 degrees. That's your high now. You're going to wake up to 42, and 53 is going to be your high, partly sunny. Puerto Rico, 82 degrees. Your high is 84. That's all sunshine for you. Portugal, you are 70 now. You're waking up to 55 degrees, partly sunny, and 66 is your high. So, listen, doesn't matter what the weather is, guess what? God still rules and reigns, and no matter what's going on around you, within you, about you, God is in control and has the final say, and he loves you so much. So just keep that in mind, all right? We're going to take a break, and then we're going to go into ministerial moment, and we'll be right back after this sponsor's break. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion. or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. What a difference. Oh my God, what a difference, my voice. Anyway, enough about that. God is still in control, and that's all that matters. All right, you guys. So listen, my ministerial moment is this, okay? My ministerial moment is that, you know, I just believe that God has something so much bigger than what we think. And my prayer is that God, that we would allow him to really move in our life. There's so many things going on, and it's so easy to allow ourselves to lean on our own understanding, to trust in, you know, the movement of what everybody else is doing, or to compare yourself, you know, and want to be one up or want to be, you know, the same. But God has called you to be a peculiar person. God has called you uniquely and wonderfully made. And he knows the thoughts and plans that he has towards you, thoughts for good and not evil. And that eyes have not seen nor ears have heard the thoughts and plans that he has for you. He's asking you for now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith, right now. Today, are you willing? That song Shekinah Glory came up. Yes, I don't know if some of you know that, but it talks about saying yes to God's will and his way. And it really blessed my soul because, you know, when I was singing this song, I mean, maybe 15 years ago when it came out, I mean, I was, you know, crying and the anointing would come and, you know, I'm saying yes and I can feel it, but I had no idea the journey along the way. And I had no idea the times that I thought that I would say yes, that I actually said no. I never realized the times that I would allow my gifts or the things that God has had me to do for his glory. I had no idea that I would, that those things would take a position over the Father. I never realized that I would be more concerned about the branding, the marketing, who's listening, more than I was seeking after his will for my life and him breaking the chains and destroying the yokes and pouring into me the anointing that destroys yokes. And yes, I operated in gifts, and yes, I still can prophesy, and yes, I still did all of those things. And yes, I still moved by the Spirit of God when time permitted, when I allowed the time to permit. And yes, all of those things happened. But I just think that where I am now in my yes, after going through the droughts and after connecting with people that meant me no good or thinking that this would help a situation for ministry. And the enemy has such a way of really manipulating you to think that and he has a way of allowing you to say things or think things that may seem like it's God, but it's not necessarily God. So I think of a lot of the situations and partnerships that I got into for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of ministry, and thinking that because they spoke the language or they said scriptures or, you know, they believed in the anointing, you know, I cannot tell you the constant relationships that I got into that was not of God. Yes, it produced something, but did it produce the fruit of the kingdom? And that's the thing that I really look for at this time. I don't care about, you know, producing materials and products and, you know, a list of accolades and stages that I've been on and all of that. What I care about is going further in the will of God and allowing the Father to do the work in me and allowing him to use me and allow in him to really let people to see him in me. When they look at me, they see him. That's what's important to me. I'm so thankful for the lives that were touched by my testimony. I'm so thankful for the times that God showed mercy and grace and favor and was able to use me as a vessel to speak life into people or to bind and cast out demons when I was going through my own rebellion or my own disobedience and my yes wasn't so much a yes, but it was a maybe or I think so or I didn't even think about it. I just went on and was led more by the flesh than I was by the Holy Spirit. And I don't want to be that part of the body that is dead. I want to be alive in him. I want to be more like him. And if the Bible says, and he says, if you seek him first, all things will be added onto you. But seek him and repent and turn from your wicked ways. Then he will hear from heaven and heal the land. Then, you know, he's the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He is the resource that you need. He is the one that opens doors that no man can shut. He is the one. I think about how many people that I paid, you know, to do branding. They promised these things and they didn't produce a thing. I got into relationships with business partners that wanted more and their motives was totally different than what they said that they were coming into this partnership for. I've learned so many things. And at 51, I'm tired of the chase. All I want to eat, drink, and sleep is the Father. And if you guys are looking or listening to me, and God is so merciful and so graceful, I didn't have to hit rock bottom and end up with nothing before I got it. I don't think you guys heard me. I didn't have to have things dry up, taken away. I could clearly see that if I'm toiling and struggling, and God's word is producing, but I'm still stagnant, then that means that I haven't lined up with the move of God. And I wanted to move with what he was, every word that he prophesied over me has manifest. When I was, before I came into ministry with my own church 17 years ago, God had a ministry, Morningstar, somebody prophesied that I would write books and manuals and it would be like teaching. I hadn't even written anything but one book at the time. And look at all of this stuff. So God's word will return to him non-void, but how are you going to live in it? I want to live in the manifestation of the new character, one with God, moving by the Holy Spirit, because it's only success in that. It's only freedom in that. It's only truth in that. And people will be blessed by it, and God will get all the glory. And he takes care of those. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. If he did it for me in my rebellion, in ministry, preaching the gospel, casting out demons, putting branding, putting Instagram, putting Facebook, putting this before him. God knows, only he knows the multiple blessings that comes when you line up with his will, when you die more of the flesh, when you surrender all to him, when you become one with him, when you live and move and have your being by the Spirit of God. I just wanted to bless somebody with that. I hope you were blessed. I promise you I do, because that is the truth, and the truth shall set you free in Jesus' mighty name. All right, let's see. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
This is Joanna Beck, and we just gave you a strong, powerful vision and word from the Lord. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Oh, Joanna Beck, that was so cool. I love her. And go to Joanna Beck Ministries. She does amazing things. I mean, she just flows by the anointing. However God does it, that's how she moves. And I love that. Let's see. So we got Gina G on. Hi, Gina G.
Good morning, Gina.
All right, Gina G with the Trinity. I say Gina G with the Trinity. I'm in alto because I cannot sing. My voice is scratchy, but Gina G is on the scene.
Lord,
Gina G with the Trinity. And what she says, she got the Trinity.
Why in the first 16 minutes do I have to have this song? Oh, we could have waited till like 11:32 or something like that. But I guess I will take it early on. Okay. Oh, Lord. Okay, well, she did it in her alto voice this morning, everybody. So I am so grateful that we didn't get the soprano as usual. So I'm okay with the alto. Everything stayed nice and vibrato. So we're going to move. Oh, this is Gina G with the Trinity, people, and I'm telling you right now, the teapot is blown over, y'all, because I don't know if you know, but we all know that Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith have a different type of marriage. Well, everybody,
oh my God, I can't believe you're talking about that, Gina. I saw that on Instagram. Tell me about it. What's happening?
I have to talk about it because I am a married woman. And honey, okay, so Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, had a relationship with a young R&B singer by the name of August Alsina.
Oh my God!
This was a few years ago where the allegations came out, but he confirmed it.
Oh my God!
Yes, ma'am. Yesterday in an interview, and I'm telling you right now, he says, okay, we're going to put the air quotes up for those that can't see me. He says that Will gave him his blessing. So apparently they were helping this young gentleman out. I guess they met while he was performing, and they met him out, and I guess him and Jada took a liking to him and started kind of mentoring him, and he was going through a drug abuse, a Percocet, pill popping, as they call it. And so she apparently, has helped him through everything and blase. But he confirmed that they had a relationship. Now, her and Will have been married for quite some time. So, of course, this relationship happened during their marriage. And Will was okay with it. So we all know. We all know that Will and Jada has had this big ordeal of them being the swinging, Hollywood couple. So it's just, it's not surprising at all. It's surprising that Will left this guy. that Will Smith let him say it out loud. But I'm telling y'all, even as a celebrity, people cannot keep no secret. So I'm y'all can't be out here thinking.
Well, live according to the will of God. If you do live towards the will of God, women and the husband and man becomes one, then you don't have to worry about all that confusion and all that devilish gossip and conversation behind the scenes. You just got to live your marriage, your life for the kingdom. That's it. What God has joined together, no man can asunder. It's supposed to be purified, That's sex and the bed is undefiled, but it's between a husband and a wife, not Bob, Sam, Sue, and whatever. But well, this is clearly an example of when you put when you take God out of it, this is what you get.
Boy, honey, let me tell you something. He must have been all out of this because it was a whole relationship going on inside of a marriage. So we're going to move on to another marriage.
Yes.
That is under fire as well. I'm sorry to say, but Dr. Dre, after a long 26 years, is getting a divorce with no prenup signed. If you don't know Dr. Dre, please Google him right now. He is a billionaire. And in the words of the famous comedian Eddie Murphy, she wants half.
Okay, well.
I just want to say right now, no prenup. They've been together 26 years. They've been together so long. No one really knows, of course, because they've kept their marriage, as they should, very privately. So no one knows the reasoning right now, but I'm sure, of course, it'll come out. But Dr. Dre and his wife, after 26 years, are calling it quits. We have Billy Porter, who is the first African-American gay to grace the cover of Essence magazine. If you guys subscribe to the Essence magazine, which I used to get, I remember growing up and getting Jet magazine and Essence magazine. It seemed like every day. I don't even get them as much as I used to. I guess now you got to pay for them. But he has graced the cover of the Essence magazine. Also, over during the week, we had the BET Awards, which was virtual award show, which I thought was pretty awesome to be virtual. It was kind of like a big Zoom with a live concert around it. So I think it was kind of nice, actually, to have it done that way. I'm just glad that they did it anyway and kept something interesting on TV because, as you know, it's been, you know, news from the fact that the coronavirus cases are going up in Florida and California is getting ready to shut down again. Actually, here in Virginia, we're going to phase three. Our cases haven't jumped as far as the other states. So with the news, you know, of coronavirus, and then you also have the Iran who put an arrest warrant on Donald Trump for sending the drones over there and shooting their leaders. It's been a lot going on the news. So just to have a nice break and to hear some good music and see some artists do their thing, it was really, really great. They had a visual, a violin visual in remembrance of Elijah McClain, which is a young gentleman who died months ago in the hands of police officers. Which they gave him too much of a drug that they should have never given him anyways. Sources say that it was the police, but also sources say that it was the ambulance, the EMT. So everything's coming out about that case right now, but we definitely want justice for Elijah. We definitely still want justice for Breonna Taylor. Her killers are still on the loose. And one of the officers killed in the... one of the officers in the Rashad Brooks case has been released from jail on bond. So you guys make sure you stay on to those cases because remember that we found out that the Wendy's was not burned down by the African-American protesters. They actually caught the young lady who was a Caucasian lady who set the Wendy's on fire. So she was actually already caught. There's a lot of news going on, Gina, but you know what? None that's uplifting, nothing that's going to keep us moving forward except today is July 1st. So we have another month. You guys could make great, even though we're in this pandemic, even though it seems like things are still turning left. Nothing has turned right at all. You still got to give all praises to God because we are still here and we're still able to fight and still be able to motivate and help one another out. So on top of the tea, I just want to say, you guys, we have to stay connected with one another. Stay connected with friends. Stay connected with people that you haven't spoken to in a while. I know they haven't called you, but just reach out, send a text, send a hello. I mean, things are happening all over America right now. They're getting rid of Confederate statues. They're getting rid of Confederate flags. Things are happening, people. So just make sure you check on your loved ones. And that's the Trinity with Gina G today, honey, in the alto voice.
Well, that was quite a lot.
A lot of things going on. But we will stay positive and keep giving God the glory.
Gotta do that. Gotta do that all. And the lesson of it is, all in all, you gotta keep him first, because there's a lot of chaos going on around the world, and those that believe know what God expects of us. And, you know, that's what the whole thing about Dr. Gina's radio chat, which I love the concept of this show, is because, you know, we talk about all kind of things. There's a lot of things going on in the world, but there's a lot of good kingdom things going on too. And it's a lot of positive marriages. You know, we may not see everything that goes on behind the scenes, but if we study ourselves, approve, and join in the wisdom and knowledge of God and connect with that and what he expects, you will know that your marriage is supposed to bring glory to God at the end of the day. And so that's what it's unfortunate. I've been divorced, so I know what divorce does. It's not easy. You know, it's very difficult. You know, the Bible says that if they want to go, let them go. You know, after you done tried and prayed and sought after the Lord, you know, and they still want to go, you just got to let them go. Especially if it's an abusive situation, mm-hmm. if it's hurting, you know, your family any kind of way, you know, hurting you any kind of way, you got to let them go because they don't want to be there.
We always try to hold on. You know, we think all the red flags, we just try to overlook those red flags, and we trying to hold on. And the good Lord is like, I'm trying to help you now. Is you going to let me help you or not?
Well, he done said, I done helped you. He's as clear as day, he don't want to be there. So let him go.
Yeah.
Or she don't want to be there, you know. So it's only, you know, you're fighting against, you know, the plans that he has, you know. And so even with that, when I got a divorce, I mean, God blessed me as soon as I left, you know, as soon as it was, you know, a wrap. I've been blessed. My son has been blessed. And, you know, was it a difficult thing? Yes. Was it hurtful? Yes. Was it, you know, what I wanted? Was it my plans? No. And I tried. I fought for what I dreamt. I fought for what I believe, you know, and it takes two. But, you know, somebody got to be praying. Somebody's got to, you know, be on the wall. You can't just be all over the place. So I only pray that for Will and Jada. I pray for their salvation. I pray for, you know, deliverance, you know, because that's what that sounds like. And, you know, I don't know these people. I just don't. I don't know. I don't follow them. But I pray that, you know, God will have his way.
Yeah.
Well, we got so much going on the show today. I don't know where Ray is. I know he said that he had to work, so maybe his work tied him up, but that's okay. He's a friend of the show, and he comes on all the time. What I do know is that we played Aaliyah's brand new song, Healing, last week, and she wasn't able to come because she thought the time difference, which I kind of figured, but I'm so glad she's reposted. She is ready to go, and she'll be on in the second half of the show. But we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be ready for Elizabeth Brooks, who's going to be giving us fitness in 5 minutes, so you don't want to miss it. We'll be right back after this message.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your man, Dave Hollister, the Ghetto Preacher from Love Jones, the musical, and you're listening to my girl, Dr. Gina, on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. I ain't heard that in a long time. Bishop, I'm about to call you Bishop.
He pulled that one out. He grabbed that one from the backpack.
Oh, producer Doug, Lord have mercy. I was about to call him Bishop. Lord Jesus. Estelle used to have me cracking up Pastor Doug.
Pastor Doug. It used to be Pastor Doug.
Oh, man. You done moved up to Bishop, bro. All right, Elizabeth Brooks. I'm not sure. Is she with us right now, Doug? Okay. Well, I'm waiting for you to get to her. And while we're waiting, we'll go ahead and finish talking about this coronavirus. Somebody was trying to holler at me when I was working out, and I said, they asked me, could they see my face if I took my mask off? And I said, coronavirus.
And I kept walking. Oh, my gosh. Coronavirus.
I was thinking about what's her name. That's how she was saying it over and over again, coronavirus.
Yeah, Cardi B.
Yeah. But it's just so crazy because I don't understand why people don't understand that everybody can't be lying. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy. Yeah. This thing is for real. Like so if it was just CNN and their anchors saying it, or just, you know, NBC or whatever, just then their anchors just saying it, then I can see that. But every doctor, every nurse, every person that done had it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. Get a life. That is ridiculous. And protect other people.
Whatever it is, whether you want to think it's real or not, I don't want it. And I'm going to do whatever I can not to get it.
I don't even want a little bit of it at all. I think I had it once before. Just slightly, I think I did. I think when it first came out, because I was saying and it could have been that I was working my butt off. I was working 7 days a week. I don't know. But if you're working like that and your immune system is low, I think that you could get, you know, you got to be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, don't force nothing if you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, get all the assistance that you can, and maybe take time and it's time to rest. You know, and allow God to direct you where it's not going to be beating up on your body, because this thing is attacking people with, low immune systems, breathing situations, all of that stuff. And, you know, it's real. You know, it's not like it's fake. It's not like if you don't say it, it's going to go away. This thing is here.
Yeah.
You know, what you can do is plead the blood of Jesus over your doorposts, over your children, you know, confess the blood of Jesus as you go out, but use practical common sense. You know what I'm saying? Stay your distance, wear your mask, wash your hands. Like, I don't care if something comes in the mail, I touch the box to open and I wash my hands. I go to the mailbox, I get my mail, I wash my hands. I go to the grocery store, I come back, wash my hands. I mean, you just wash your hands. And
you have to, people.
That's crazy. I know you have to. I know you're doing it, keeping social distancing and all of that. Well, anyway, we got Elizabeth Brooks bringing us 5 minutes of fitness. Elizabeth Brooks. Are you there?
Hi there. How are you?
I can hear
you now, sister.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, I was just listening to some of what you were saying, and I hope everybody is staying safe. And I'm here, you know, to talk about one of the things that can help keep your immune system strong, which is exercise. So today I thought we would talk about what should make our maximum heart rate, what should our maximum heart rate be during exercise? And the reason I want to talk about this is because now, you know, a lot of people are doing cardio, people are running, people are walking, and people have been asking me, well, where should my heart rate be? And so I want to talk about the fact that during, you know, exercise, of course, you know, your heart and your breathing rates increase to deliver more oxygen from your lungs to your blood and to your muscles. We need that. God is so good. He did not make a mistake when he made our bodies. But we also want to remember that there is an optimal heart rate during exercise, and that optimal heart rate depends on three things. So I need you guys to absorb this. It depends first on your exercise goals. Everybody doesn't have the same exercise goals. Some people are elite athletes and they have one kind of goal, so their maximum heart rates are going to range in one area. And some people are just trying to get fit, and so their goals are another. So your maximal heart rate will first depend on your exercise goal. It will secondly depend on your age. Yes, your age. And then thirdly, it will depend on whatever your current fitness level is. So if I'm super fit, you know, my maximum heart rate can get to one area. If I'm deconditioned or not fit at all, I need to keep my maximum heart rate to another area. And heart rate and exercise intensity are connected. Let me say that again. Heart rate and exercise intensity, how hard you're working out, are connected. The more intense you exercise, the higher your heart rate. Now, this may seem obvious, but I want to make sure with all, every people are doing all kinds of high-intensity workouts here and high-intensity workouts there, and I want you all to remember that all high-intensity workouts are not for everybody.
Okay.
So not only that, but exercise at a maximum, your maximum heart rate for every exercise is not necessarily realistic or efficient or good for fitness results. If I'm working on flexibility and range of motion and I'm doing yoga, I don't have to have a super high heart rate. But that doesn't mean that there's not a benefit to those exercises. You know, those exercises, there are other components to fitness that we need to focus on besides how high I'm getting my heart rate up. And then, of course, when we're walking, walking is going to give you a different kind of heart rate intensity. Running is different. Swimming is different. So remember, you know, let's not just be, you know, narrow focused in our thinking when it relates to exercise. There are every exercise is does not have to have a, you don't have to have a super high heart rate, and it's not realistic for certain kinds of exercise, and that doesn't mean that there's not a benefit. Now, I want to tell you all, everybody's going to have to get out a pencil and pen because I'm going to show you how to calculate your maximal heart rate. That's right. We're going to do some math today, and it's super simple, okay? Yes. Really, if you want a, you know, a scientific, you know, super accurate maximal heart rate a number, you really need to go to a lab. You know, universities have this where they do what they call a maximal exercise test. But for the most of us, you know, the everyday Joe, here is a formula that you can use to calculate your maximal heart rate, and it's super simple. It's 208 minus 0.7 times your age. Okay? So for me, you know, my maximal heart rate is like 172 beats per minute. And the more fit you are, the lower your maximal heart rate will get, because your blood and your heart is so strong that each individual pump that it makes, it's pushing out more blood and oxygen, and it takes less effort for it to do that. Let me tell you guys, God did not make a mistake when he made our bodies. Whenever I say that, I am just amazed, you know, how he made our bodies fit and adaptable. And so the heart rate, the heart is, you know, this amazing muscle. Now, I only have a couple of more points. When assessing your heart rate, also take into account, one, your excitement or fear level. If you are excited or if you have a level of fear, that's going to push your maximal heart rate up. If you are consuming stimulants like caffeine, remember, people, if you drink a cup of coffee before you go do your cardio, it's going to elevate your maximal heart rate because it's a stimulant. Remember that. Okay, because sometimes people will say, well, I'm having heart palpitations, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, did you have a Coca-Cola or did you have a cup of strong tea or did you have a cup of coffee before you did your workout? take those things into account. Even though, you know, tea, for example, people talk to me about tea and it's healthy, and it is good for you, but some teas do have caffeine in them, and they can stimulate your heart rate to go higher. Be careful with that. And thirdly, remember that hormones like adrenaline can also impact your maximal heart rate. So just remember those things are all factors in your maximal heart rate. And consider focusing on your heart rate ranges versus what your maximal heart rate is. So your maximal heart rate is as high as you can get your heart rate. But most of us don't want our heart rate to go in that range. Most of us want, for most workouts, you're going to keep your, especially cardiovascular workouts, workouts that are going to benefit your heart and lungs, you want to keep those your range between 60 and 80%. And that is called a training zone. Okay, so we want to train between 60 and 80%. So when you take that formula that I gave you, the 208 minus 0.7 times your age, you're going to get a number. Multiply that by 60 and by 80, and that's the range you need to stay in when you're working out. And you'll notice you'll get a great cardiovascular benefit from that. And so for low to light training loads, training, you know, workouts, you want to keep your heart in that, you know, 70 to 75% heart rate range. That's for low workouts. Now, you know, so for those of us who've been walking, if you're not even breathing hard during your walking, you probably need to kick it up a notch. But if you're, because that means it's lower than that 70%. You're not getting that much benefit, cardiovascular benefit from it. Not that overall walking is not good for you, but when we talk about walking, we're talking about it as a cardiovascular exercise and not just you strolling in the mall, like you looking, you know, look, you know, walking through the mall, looking through the windows, doing window shopping. It's not window shopping, people. It's exercise. Right. Let's get pump the arms. That's it. And then for high intensity thresholds, that's like that 90, 95%. Now, that kind of threshold is considered optimal for adaptation of the body. When we want to make physical changes in our body and we want those our body to respond to the cardio workouts, you've got to get that heart rate up to that 90%. But that's for people who are already conditioned. So if you already work out regularly, take that number, that formula, patch in the 90-95%, and that's where you're going to want to be when you're doing your cardio. Overall, make sure to do at least a minimum of 150 minutes of exercise per week, people.
Yeah.
And get your cardio in there, all right? So remember, so good for you. It's good for you to take care of your heart and lungs. It's good for you to take care of the body that God gave you, and it will benefit you. If you have been taking care of your body, you probably have built up immunity to some of the viruses and things that are going on right now.
Absolutely. I loved every minute of this. I'm in total agreement with that. A lot of people don't like Elizabeth to get that heart racing because they feel it feels like the heart is about to come out of your chest. And a lot of people are afraid of that. But you know what? You are healthy. You are strong. And this is a healthy thing because you want to know that your heart can pump like that. You want to know that you are vigorous and that God has got you in a healthy shape So you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So pick up that pace walking around. Don't be strolling, and just looking in the window. And some of y'all got sticks and you just acting like, listen, if you ain't going to walk fast, you got a stick.
You don't need a stick.
You walk fast, you'll be ready to run. If you got a stick and you walking slow, you going to get caught. So just, what's the point?
I love it. I love people.
Oh, God bless your heart. Listen, where can they follow you?
All right. Listen, you guys, I'm on Instagram at Body by Brooks. I'm on Twitter by Body by Brooks. And, of course, ebrooks at thinkingcorrectly.com is my email. And, check me out. Check out some of the workouts we're doing. I love you guys. Remember, fitness begins with correct thinking.
I follow you. I love the dishes that you make and your links and your different workouts that you post on there. So anyway, this is my friend. I love her. All right. God bless you, Elizabeth. Until next time, it's always a joy.
I love you guys. Take care of yourself.
Love you.
All right, listen, my girl Leah Hall made it this morning. I'm so excited. All right, she's from the West Coast. We're going to play her song, Healing, first, and then you're going to get to meet Leah Hall. We'll be right back after Healing.
Of you showing up in chapter 22, it's like love is drifting. I really thought that this time it was true, but my heart feels like it's been used. A paper plate you throw away when you throw. Healing's therapeutic, healing it hurts, makes you see things you try to divert. Break down the walls that you built real tough, but my callous heart says enough is enough. 2 seconds from bitter, I feel all the pain. Shaking hands, resting like a water, good game. I feel like I'm losing to something I crave. Like this love thing just ain't meant for me. Sing it out. Sugar, yeah. Make some medicine. Make some medicine drown. Make some medicine drown, yeah, yeah. Chase us. Chase the pain away. But only for now, yeah. I studied real hard but failed the test, and I ain't allowed to cry cause the tears keep falling. I know I love hard but I thought you was worth it. The world moves on, no matter what you feel. I wanna let it go but it's so hard to heal. Believe me when I say I want you to thrive, but the weight of this exchange seems like a lie. You said thank you for sacrificing your heart. At the end of every sacrifice you risk losing parts. I gotta get this out, I gotta vomit what's inside. To the rules, so I move on with my life. There's joy in the morning, purpose in the pain. Was cutting at the weeds, but they growing back again. I'm singing to a root, not really singing to a man, but a rose got thorns for a reason. Sugar, make some medicine. Make the medicine drown. Make the medicine drown, yeah. Chase us, chase the pain away. But only for now, yeah.
Love it so much. Love it so much. Aaliyah Hall, welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat, girl.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. You know, I fell in love with you at the Stella Awards. What do you call it? I don't know. Where you go and you sing at different places. What are those called?
The different showcases. You know, they're called showcases to me. I'm not quite sure.
Showcases. Yeah.
Yes.
I saw you on a showcase because, you know, my son is a football player, so I think they're called Combines or something. They got a name for that type of stuff. So showcases. Yeah. So showcase.
It's hilarious.
Okay, so when I saw you, I said, oh, my gosh, this girl, soulful, unique, gorgeous, aww, talented. I mean, your sound just kind of reminded me a little bit of Phyllis Hyman. A little bit, like it's like I heard a little bit of Stephanie at Mills. Like, I mean, I just heard some of a lot of, yeah, girl. And I was like, oh my God, I want to do whatever I can to try to get her heard as much as I can do, you know? And that's, I just fell in love with you and came on the show then, and that was awesome. But now with this healing song, tell us about the healing song.
Absolutely. Well, I'm super, super grateful because you've been amazing even throughout this journey. So it is a blessing to come back full circle again. I appreciate it. So Heal was birthed out of a season of healing, really. I love how when you go through different things, God turns it, kind of just gives you a crown of beauty, but you have to go through the process of exchanging those ashes first. So I just went through like a season of just, you know, something not working out, typical heartbreak. But it was different for me this time. And I could not, I was going through this healing process, but I could not articulate really how I felt because I was trying to do it polished or hold it in. Or sometimes we feel like we have to, you know, we feel like we have to do that with God and just present the pretty, pretty parts of our hurt without, you know, presenting what's really going on. And so I remember I heard this beat and I loved it, but I was trying to write it in like a God, you're amazing type vibe. And there's nothing wrong with those. God is so good. But God wanted my honesty. And so my brother that was producing the track, he was like, don't write, you know, from a place of fakeness. Just write what you're feeling. And he gave me an hour. He left me in the studio. And I wrote this track and vomited literally everything I was feeling. It felt like a therapy session with me and God. And so we wrote this song. And, you know, I was super scared to put it out because this was a different level of vulnerability for me. But I feel like it was something that people needed only because God is not one, you know, dimensional. God is our Father. God is our therapist. God is so many things. And what really helps us to get to the end result of healing is that honesty with God. I remember the Holy Spirit telling me one time, you know, you have to vomit, and it's pretty gross, but when you vomit, you're able to see everything that was toxic come out, and then we can deal with it rather than you keeping it in, and then it becomes more toxic to you. And so that's one of the parts I love about just this healing process in our relationship. The Bible talks about how God is near to the brokenhearted, and that's what he's been through this process. So through this song, my heart is that people would be honest about, you know, what's hurting so that they can heal. And that doesn't have to look like a relationship. You know, even like our people, we're hurting right now. We're going through a lot, and we need to go through that process of healing, you know? So it's just important for us to go through the different phases of healing so that we can actually be healed and not just say that we're healed.
I love all of that. I love all of that. That is so amazing because, you know what, we need that transparency. We need that in our songs. We need that in our testimonies. We need that on platforms because there's so many people that don't understand that breaking seasons are necessary. Those seasons where you're like, I don't understand how I got here. Like, I don't understand.
Right.
Weren't we cool? Like, what happened? Weren't we on the right page? You know what I'm saying? The book came, MP3 came, and I got on stage, and you opened the door, and now we're here. How did this happen?
But the breakthrough is, I hopped on the train.
The breakthrough is so important. I mean, the breaking season is so important because it's literally like what happens every season when a seed is planted. This is the beginning, and then it's watered, and then you see the peaks of the roses and the flowers, right? But then every season you clip those off so it'll be ready for the next manifestation, right? And then oftentimes what happens is when you go through that cutting season and the next section of the next season and it blooms in the manifestation season, it's even bigger and more volume than it was before, you know, the first time. So it's very important that we go through these breaking seasons and know it's absolutely out of nowhere. You don't know.
Right.
You don't know.
Right.
And you don't know how long sometimes, but it's always just because it's bringing death to the flesh so God can be more mighty inside of you as the vessel and he gets all the glory. So I'm just excited. So how do you feel about healing now that it's getting some airtime and, you know, it's exposing? Where does God have you right now?
You know, that's a good question because even today I was like, I'm grateful because, you know, Heal is not only just a song, but it's a phase in my life. And I feel like as you were playing it today, it feels like I'm at a different phase, which is so beautiful, you know? And so I'm grateful that God is using it just to be playing on the radio. And people are like, oh, my God. And when I say people, which is the heart, right? People who are believers and who are non-believers. So it's crazy, you know, for people of all, just everywhere, different kinds to be listening to your music, to be blessed by it. And so now it's kind of just at the healing thing, kind of moving on to working on more music and releases that have to do with this season that I was in. The songs that are coming after healing are a bit different, but it's all a part, a different phase of the process. I'm so excited because it's music for me. It's really just like different seasons of life, you know, that are
coming
together to create this crown of beauty. So I'm excited about that.
I'm excited for your journey. It's so exciting. Not
Thank
just your future,
you.
But your journey. Gina G, did you have anything you wanted to say to Aaliyah?
No, the question you asked her was so great. I enjoyed the answer. Your song is just awesome. Or can I say off the chain? I don't know if that's the correct term to say right now, but I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Off
the
chain,
a bomb.
Well,
yes,
listen, it's a very soulful gospel song.
Tell everybody where they can follow you, Aaliyah.
Absolutely. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. My name on Instagram is Aaliyah _2_Hall. So A-L-I-Y-A, 2_Hall. And then Facebook is Aaliyah Hall. So you can find me. I would love to be connected with you guys.
Well, I want you to do us a radio drop. Doug, please get Aaliyah because she going to blow up and be the bomb of Gillian for Jesus. And I want
to
make sure that we got a drop with her this time. I don't know if you did one before. Did you, Aaliyah?
I'm not quite sure.
I don't think so, but I want to make sure you do it. So don't hang up. We're going to close out the show. Gina G, we always have a great time, you and me together, girl. You and your trendency and what she say. And Elizabeth Brooks and Ray just texted me and said that he overslept. He's on the West Coast, too. So I know it's rough for California folks. I know it's difficult for the West Coast folks.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do understand that. Aaliyah, I'm so glad you were able to make it. You guys go and follow her. She's a joy. I love her content. She's just so refreshing. I just love her. Oh, I love you, Aaliyah.
I love you. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys.
It's
over
so
1 million listeners. You go and tell everybody about healing while you're telling everybody about Dr. Gina's radio chat. And iHeartRadio, you guys do the same thing. Love you guys. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.